Yom Nerom is made up of Rosh Hashanah, Seres Mitzvah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos. So I want to share a mahalach to understand the Seder HaDvarim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos. Once Rosh Hashanah has gone by already, so what are we vital preparing ourselves for? A Yom Kippur. How does Yom Kippur burst out into a Sukkos? Yom Kippur is a Yom of Tzoyim. It's a serious day. Sukkos is Man Simchaseinu. How is Sukkos the Shpitz Avoida? How in Sukkos do we get to the pinnacle and the climax of all the Yom Neroim? What's the Seder HaDvarim? Also, you have to understand, Tshuva is Miloshen Tshuva. Tshuva means to return, Toshuv, to return. What's the Shaila of what's the Shaychus of returning? Where are we returning to? Rosh Hashanah is the Avoida of Malchius. What exactly involves the Rosh Hashanah of the Bechin of Malchius? Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosoin. What's the connection between Yom Kippur and Shabbos? On Yom Kippur we have the Avodah of Soil Hashem and Soil Azazel, where the Medrash says Soil Hashem is connected to Yaakov Avinu and Soil Azazel is connected to Esav HaRosha that we throw out. What's the Shaychus to that? On Yom Kippur, it could be Kenzayin and Mahalach is the following. I saw in a Maimah of Chabad, one of the Mamorim, the Kashas asked, in Shabbos Shuvah we say Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. Yaakov in two names, Yaakov and Yisrael. Chora Yaakov is the lower name. Yisrael corresponds to a higher Madrega, Yaakov to a lower Madrega. So we're talking about Chatoim, sins. So Lachoyra Shuva Yaakov, why Shuva Yisrael? But the Kenzayin that over here, to answer this, lies a big Yisod. And the Yisod is that after Krishma and Karbonus every morning, we say Krishma, and after Krishma we say Atuhu at Shaloi Nivra Ha'ilam. Atuhu Mishnivra Ha'ilam. How does this come straight after Krishma? Here there's a big sod. And the sod is that Klal Yisrael have to know that there's two parts to every Yid. About the Guf and Neshama, but there's two Nakudas, two deeper. The sod is that there's two Chalakim to a Yid. One part is called Yaakov, one part is called Yisrael. Even the name after Yaakov's name was changed to Yisrael, he's still called Yaakov. It's two bechinas. Unlike Avram Avinu, that once the name was changed from Avram to Avraham, it's an Issa Deraisa to call Avram Avram. Yaakov Avinu stays with both names. So every Yid has in him a bechina of Yaakov and a bechina of Yisrael. What are those two bechinas? So the answer is, it's deep. But Siyat Shmai will explain it. What we know from before Briyas Olam is that there was only the radiant light of Hashem. The Mishnah says in Chagiga Bechlal, we're not allowed to delve into what went on before the Briya. But we know whatever Chazal tells us, we know, and we're Mam B'mun Shleima. So before the world was created, that there was only the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the radiant light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Hashem created a Briya which conceals that light, it hides that light. Midrashim tell us, Chazal tell us, that the machshava of Klal Yisrael to create a Klal Yisrael was kodma le'olam, was before Hashem created the world. In fact, the Midrash says that before Hashem created the world, kaviyachol he took advice, kaviyachol nimlach benishmoy sein shel tzadikim. In other words, there was a bechinas neshama of tzadikim there already. There was a bechinah of Yisrael. Bereshis, Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikra Reshis. The world was created Bishvil Yisrael. Yisrael was there before. Yisrael was there b'machshav already before. And the world was created Bishvil Yisrael. The Torah was machshav. The Torah was before the Briya. Chazal say over 900 doiras before Briya Sa'olam, whatever that means. there was the bechin of Torah. Klal Yisrael come even earlier than the Torah, as the Tana Dvei Eliyahu says. In the Torah it says Dabel Bnei Yisrael, so the Yisrael must have been there already before the Torah. So Klal Yisrael, the bottom line is that Klal Yisrael were there Kaviyachol b'machshavas Yisbarach before Bris Olam. Person before he does something, first it comes into his machshava, and then he puts it into practice b'maisa. Klal Yisrael were in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol b'roish shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his machshava Kaviyachol before Bris Olam. So that's one chelik of a yid. One chelik of a yid is bechlal not shayach to the bria. One chelik of a yid is bechlal not shayach to bria sa'olam. It's shayach to the period, the tkuva of before the bria sa'olam. To the period of atuat shaloi nivra ha'olam. That's the chelik that's called Yisrael. Yisrael, say Chazal, spells the words li roish. Yisrael is li roish. In other words, that we were in the Rabban Shalom's roish kaviyachol before Bria Sa'olam. In the Machshava, which is Kodma Lamaisa, the Machshava, which is Kodma Lebria. So the shame Yisrael, which Klal Yisrael have, is a shame that illustrates how Klal Yisrael is rooted long before the Maisa Bereshis. And the avoid of the shame Yisrael is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that Keilu, where there's no Bria around us. To be Mesiachet completely with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no Bria Bechlal there. To imagine as if the whole Bria is non-existent. It's a bechin of atuat shloi nivra oilam. And that's the avoida of Yisrael. We'll expound on this soon, but there's an avoida of Klal Yisrael have when they have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if there's no Bria bechlal. Then there's another name, and then there's a name Yaakov. Yaakov corresponds to Klal Yisrael living in the world after the Bria. Hashem created a lot of creatures, and He created Adam Rishon. We come from Adam Rishon. So Klal Yisrael, as one of the Nivram in the world, are called Yaakov Avinu. It's Merumas in his name, Yud Akev. Yud, Gemara says, Hashem created Olam Haba with a Yud, and Akev is ankle. In other words, to bring Olam Haba. Now Olam Haba is the same Bechina as Lifnei Bria's Olam. In other words, there's an Olam Hazeh, and then there's what went on before, and then there's what's going to be afterwards. And then there's an Olam Hazeh in between. So the Yud corresponds to that Madrega of Yisrael, where there's no Bria, there's no Olam Hazeh. And then Akev means ankles. Ankles means where you bring that down to the ankles. The ankles are what tread on the ground. There is a Bria. So Yaakov, the void of Yaakov is where there is a Bria, and to bring the Yud, to bring Olam Haba, to bring the Atu Atshaloi Nivra Olam into the Atu Mishin Nivra Olam. That's the avoid of Yaakov. The avoid of Yaakov is a yid lives in this world, in a civilized world. He has to work, parnasa, he has to get married, he has to raise a family. That's the bechin of Yaakov. Novos, he has to make sure that he should be mechaber together the atuat sheloi nivra oilam with the atuat mishin nivra oilam. That's the avoid of Yaakov Avinu. The yud Akev. And that's pshat l'man yirbo yimeichem v'yimei v'neichem ha'shen nishbar Hashem k'kimei ha'shamayim ala oretz. Oretz is oilam hazeh. And k'kimei ha'shamayim ala oretz means that the avoida is to live a civilized life down here, ha'ber ha'shamayim dik a life down here. That's the madrego of Yaakov Avinu. Of the shame Yaakov Avinu. Again, the shame Yisrael is to be oblivious of the world. There's no Bria here. And to be misyachid with HaKadosh Baruch in a way that there's no Bria bechlal around us. As if there's nothing going on. There's only us and HaKadosh Baruch. That's the Madrega of Yisrael. The Madrega of Yaakov is to live the civilized world in a ruchni sticker fashion. So Yaakov is shayach to Bria. And the shame Yisrael is not shayach to Bria. It's shayach to Lifnei HaBria. Which is, by the way, why we say this in Shachar, straight after Korbana, straight after Krishma, Atu Atshali Nivroilam, Atu Mish Nivroilam. Krishma is the Makor that takes us out of this world into another world. Krishma, we know, is the mitzvah of Mesiris Nefesh. The mitzvah of Mesiris Nefesh down here is a bechina where a person has to be willing to leave this world to Afar Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when we recite Krishma, we're supposed to feel that we're going into a different world. That's why we cover our eyes. And then we take our hands off our eyes, and then we're living back in this world. That's the beginning of Atu Ad Shalei Nivroilim, Atu Mish Nivroilim. Krishma, the sort of Krishma is the sort of a person who gives his life up al Kiddush Hashem and actually leaves this world, has left this world. But what we say every day in davening Krishma is we're mechavin, that we're willing to give our lives up for Kiddush Baruch Hu. We close our eyes, meaning that we've left this world. There's no Bria, there's no Olam Hazeh. We've left Olam Hazeh. But then we come back down again, so to speak, to bring down the hashpas of no Bria into yes Bria. So straight after Shema, we say Atu Ad Shalei Nivroilim. That's what we went up to when we close our eyes. Atu Ad Shalei Nivroilim. Went up to the Darga where there's no oilim, and Atu Mishenivro oilim. That's the sod of the of Krishna and of the what we say straight after Krishna. What this means, practically speaking, is al derech moshel, the difference between the weekdays and Shabbos. The weekdays are keneged the Shem Yaakov. Sheshes yomim, ta'aseh melachtecha. Avada, we have interaction with the world, and we work, etc. V'yom ha'shvi, Shabbos koideh, Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. Me'ein olam haba is when we take a step aside. And you mustn't think of business, you mustn't think of any financial things, you mustn't read advertisements. Shabbos restricts us from Olam Hazeh. Shabbos, the Bechina, where we have to leave, so to speak, Olam Hazeh. And it's Me'en Olam Habo. We have to have a feeling of what it, of the Atuat Shalai Nivra Olam. Where there's no Olam Hazeh. Shabbos is a time where we're misyachid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is like the Yichud room with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we've discussed before. Shabbos is a time where we're completely oblivious, as if there's no world around us. And we're mischabe with the Rabbein Shalai. So Shabbos is the shame of Israel. Shabbos is the Atuat Shalai Nivroilam. And the weekdays is the Shem Yaakov Avinu, and that's the Atuat Mishen Nivroilam. And a person needs both. About the 6 out of the 7, most of the week. About the most of the week is a person's busy down here, the Shem Yaakov. It's avoided down here in Olam Hazeh. But a person can get Fakroch, and a person can think that Olam Hazeh itself is the world Bifnei Atzma, and it's the Kviyas, and it's the Ikar Avoid of Yid. So therefore, from time to time, we have to be reminded that we have another part of us. And that other part of us is Bechlal not Shaykh to Bria. That other part of us only comes out when there's no Bria Soilam Bechlal. And that's like Shabbos, which is Me'ein Olam Haba. This Yisod is the Yisod that explains us the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is Hayom Haras Olam. Rosh Hashanah is a Cheshbon HaNefesh, where the Rabbein Shalom should create the Bria. It's the Yom Adin of the Bria. That's Shaykh to the Shem Yaakov. Taka, Tikku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chageinu ki choyg v'yisrael hu, mishpat l'elokei Yaakov. The mishpat of Rosh Hashanah, that's shaykh to Yaakov. Rosh Hashanah is a yom ha-mishpat, and it's a yom ha-mishpat in the bechina of Yaakov Avinu. In other words, the mishpat is to what degree we lived our lives down here in the Bria. It's a mishpat on the Bria. In other words, when we're in the world of, in the world where there's a Bria, and Klal Yisrael is part of that Bria, and that's Keneged the Shem Yaakov Avinu, so the Cheshbon HaNefesh and the Mishpat is, on Rosh Hashanah, is to what degree did the person live his life, Kimi HaShemayim Al Haaretz? To what degree did he bring out the Yud while he was in the Yekev? Did he bring out Olam Haba and Atuat Shalei Nivra Olam into the Mishen Nivra Olam? That's the Mishpat in Rosh Hashanah. And that's the day of Malchus. Malchus means that we crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu the King down here in this world. In our Maisim that we did, in our worldly Maisim, was it recognized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sovereignty? And the Cheshbon HaNefesh of doing an Aveira is that we forgot the other part of us. We forgot that there's another part to us. In other words, we got so involved in the Yaakov, we got so involved in Parnasa, and whatever it was, in the Yetzaharas, whatever it was, we got so involved with it that Pshat is we looked at this world as being a world b'fnei atzmoi. And we looked at ourselves as being completely part of this world, and we forgot that there's another side of ourselves. And there's a side of ourselves that's b'chal not shayach to a bria. It's mushush in an area in a b'china where there's no bria b'chal. That's the mishpat l'lekei Yaakov. The Shem Yaakov is being judged. A person who taka focus only on the Shem Yaakov and forgot about the little yud at the beginning of his name. He forgot that there's a chelek called Yisrael. He forgot that there's a chelek that he's not shayach to the Bria. So for that he has to do tshuva. Tshuva means to return. To return means, where do you return? He has to return to the Shem Yisrael. And therefore the Haftorah is taka shuva Yisrael. We brought the kasha before. It should say shuva Yaakov. Teretz says no. You have to climb out of Yaakov and you have to return to the Bechin of Yisrael. As a hachana for Yom Kippur, which Shabbat Shuvah is, we use the Shem Yisrael, Dafka the Shem Yisrael. Because Yom Kippur is a day which is cooler than Shem Yisrael. It's really the day that Klal Yisrael come back to. On Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbein Shalom is being judging, the Mishpat is on the Shem Yaakov. And to do tshuva, you got to go back to the Shem Yisrael. And therefore, Yom Kippur is a Bechinas Shabbos. It's more than Shabbos. It's Shabbos Shabbosai. Yom Kippur is Olam Abba Mamish. Yom Kippur is a day, Ein Boi La'achila V'Leishtia. Just like Olam Abba. Ein Boi La'achila V'Leishtia. We have a goof, but there's no Achila V'Leishtia. Olam Abba, according to most Mefarshim, according to most Rishonim, Olam Abba is with a goof, but there's no Achila V'Leishtia. Yom Kippur is a day where we spend the whole day in Olam Haba. Yom Kippur is a day where there's no Bria. Yom Kippur is a day where we come into Shul and we're completely oblivious that there's a Bria. There's Bechlal no Bria there, Bechlal. We focus on our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, completely with our relationship in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's an exit. It's Bechlal, it's an exit from this world that there's no Bria Bechlal. And that's why the Pasuk, the beginning of Parashas Achrimoyes that we begin is Achrimoyes Shnei Bnei Aaron B'Kavasim Lefnei Hashem Yemusu. Nadav Aviyu were on the Madrega where they couldn't stay in Olam Hazeh. They were so makusha to the Shem Yisrael. They were so makusha to that Darga that's Lamala in Abriya, that's Lamala than the world. So therefore, the Bechin of Krishna, therefore, they left the world. And that begins the avoid of Yom Kippurim, to mention it. Yom Kippur is a day where we leave the Bria. We leave the Bechin's Bria. Yom Kippur is returning to our Shoyrish, which is Lamal and Bria Soilam, which is the Shem Yisrael. Shuv Yisrael Ad Hashem Lekecha. Practically speaking, a person's got to be Mizbaina in Aseres Yimei Tshuva, leading up to Yom Kippur, that he should try to take a step back from all his worldly matters and from all the things that bother him, from all the things that irritate him in the world, and he has to try to take a step back and say Bechlal, he's preparing himself to walk into a place where there's no Bria Bechlal. B'chinav Atuat Shalei Nivra Oilam. All there is the radiant Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like a form of, he takes a step out of the world, it's like a form of Mesiras Nefesh, like a form of Krishna. It's the B'chinav Achrimoyz Shnei Bnei Aaron, the Mesiras Nefesh. That day he went to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kodesh HaKadoshim is the place where the Atuat Shaloi Nivra meets with the Shenivra. There was an Aron, but it didn't take up any room. So it's not there. It doesn't take up any room, but it is there. It is there, but it's not there. Kodesh Gadol Aron was built on the, was placed on the Eben Ashtia, where the whole world began. So Kodesh Kodashim is the Mokim where the Shaloi Nivra meets with the Mishan Nivra. So basically, when Aaron HaKohen went into the Kodesh Kodashim, he was taking all the Yiddish and the Shomas into the Shem Yisrael, taking all the Yiddish and the Shomas into a Mokim where the Mishan Nivra becomes a Shaloi Nivra. With the Nivra of the Aaron, there is an Aaron there, but it becomes a Shaloi Nivra. It's Ein HaTovis Mokim, doesn't take up any room. That's the day of Yom Kippurim, where we leave, so to speak, the Shenivra, and we go into the Shaloi Nivra. We're here, we have a goof, but we're not Teifus Mokam. No Achila, no Shtia. The whole Chelek HaGashmi is not Teifus Mokam v'chlal in our Avodah on Yom Kippur. So therefore, the Hachana for Yom Kippur is the Hachana of taking a step back and trying to get ourselves at least as possible involved with all worldly, earthly matters, with whatever's going on in our lives, and to focus just on a mechina where there's ke'ilu no world. So Yom Kippur is a form of Shabbos, but it's more than Shabbos. Shabbos is me'ein olam haba, but we eat, we drink. Yom Kippur, we don't even eat and drink. It's mamish bechinas olam haba. And that's what we find tshuva. That's called return. Tshuva is return. Because we return to a mokim that was so great that it's not shayach that the pagam could have ever reached there. Because any pagam that a person made is only shayach to the bria. But a part of him that's shayach to atuat shalei nivra oilam, where there's no drisus regel bechlal, there's no mokir bechlal for chatoim. That's what we go back to, and that's what's poel hakapara. Once we go back to a place, atuat shalei nivra oilam, once we go back to a place where there's no bria, so there's no chatoim either. There's just Klal Yisrael in the Kaviyachal, in the Li Roish, in the Yisrael state, in the state of where there's still b'machshava v'akadosh baruch hu, in the purest and undiluted state. That's where the Shem Yaakov is nichlal and the Shem Yisrael. And again, practically speaking, if a person wants to do tshuva, if a person wants to bechlal, especially if one's talking to Bali tshuva, if they want to make a big transition in their lives, they have to leave one and go back into the other. So all of us become Baalei Tshuva on Yom Kippur. For that we have to leave the world, and we have to realize, we have to experience being 24 hours in a place of Atzurat Shalei Nivra Olam in our roots. And then even when we come back into the Bechinas of Atavu Mishinivra Olam, we will live our lives differently. But every person is Avodas Hashem, whether it's whether he does his Voidudus, or whether he does any Cheshban HaNefesh. A person as Avodas Hashem has to realize that from time to time he has to take a step back, he has to be Mesiach Das, almost like Bechinas Shabbos. He has to be Mesiach Das from all everything he's involved himself in, and he has to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the highest way. And then when he feels that feeling that there's nothing else other than him and the Rabban Shalom, nothing else other than the Machshava of Yisrael, and there's no world around him, he's oblivious to the world and to all its challenges and struggles and nisyonos, there he has to stay there for a tkufa, and then he can come back. And then when he comes down again, it'll be a bechina of Kimei HaShemayim al Oretz. This gives us a merdeka insight into something that also connects into Yom Kippurim. We've had many enemies throughout our history, but there's one enemy that the Torah seems to be kaviyachal in a rage about, and that is Amalek. Timche ezech Amalek, you have to erase him, he's our worst enemy. Why is he our worst enemy? What's he done more to us than other people? Than Nebuchadnezzar and all the other people. Here's the Yesod. There's a very major, major difference between Amalek and all our other enemies. And kafi, what we've been saying, we can magdir it in the following way. The other enemies, the other umas oilam, they chepper with the Shem Yaakov. They chepper with Klal Yisrael with the shame of Yaakov Avinu. In other words, in our worldly, how we interact in the world, that's where they put struggles, they put yitzharas, they disturb our day-to-day association with the Bria, which is tachas the Shem Yaakov Avinu, the Shem Yaakov. We want to love Hashem, they make us love something that we shouldn't be loving. We want to fear Hashem, they make us to fear something we shouldn't be fearing. Any midah, we want to use the Kedusha, they want to use their machshelas to use it, l'tumah. Amalek is a different world. Amalek has the chutzpah to chepa with the name Yisrael. Amalek comes from Esav. Esav was born with Yaakov Avinu together as twins. Esav feels, Bilam says, Reishis goyim Amalek. Just like it says Reishis b'shvil Yisrael, shenikru Reishis, that right at the beginning it also says Reishis goyim Amalek in Parshas Balak. He feels that he has a koyach to intercept Klal Yisrael, even where they're completely dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in an avoid of Yisrael. The other enemies only disturb us when our avoid is Bechinas Yaakov. Amalek disturbs us, and he's machshel us, and he tries to step in, even when we're in the midst of being oisek in the avoda of Yisrael. And that's when he came at the end of Parshas Bshalach. We were in the midbar, preparing ourselves for Matan Torah. He came. Sfasemis says right at the end of Parshas Bshalach, just before Parshas Yisrael. That's when he came. Says Sfasemis, he wanted to be poigim in Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah was the bechina of ponim beponim dibar Hashem imochem. Kabbalah Satorah, where there was a bechina, there was no, the whole bria stopped. Nothing was operating in the bria. Matan Torah was the darga of Yisrael, and Amalek came and he tries to stick himself into that Mordika darga of Yisrael. And that's why Timcha Zeich Amalek. Achrisa Yadei Oyved, the Pasuk says in Balak. He won't see anything that's beyond Olam Hazeh. Like Esav told Yaakov, Hine Anoichi Hoylech Lamos. He's not going to see anything beyond. He's stuck in the framework of Olam Hazeh. That's because he tries to stick himself into a bechin of Atuat Shalai Nivroil. He tries to be choyken, he tries to be machshel Klal Yisrael in their dveikest, in the Shem Yisrael, where there's no bria around them. And then, therefore, whenever Klal Yisrael alight, whenever Klal Yisrael get elevated and alight into the Atuat Shalai Nivroil, where there's no bria, that's where Mechias Amalek is. That's the sod of the avoid of the sod Hashem, the sod Azazel, Yom Kippur. Sod Hashem, Yaakov Avinu. Sod Azazel, Esav Arosha. On Yom Kippur, it's Megale. The rishus of Esav. Of Amalek. Yom Kippur is a day where there's no Bria Bechlal. If there's no Bria Bechlal, that's the Mechi of Amalek. That's where Amalek tries. Amalek tries to show that he has a matzav. Even in the bechina of Atavat Shalai Nivra Olam, even in the bechina of something which is lamala than Bria Sa'ilam. And when we alight to those madrigas, that's when we destroy him. The Heliger of Tzadok HaKohen writes, in the parasha of Amalek, the last pasuk, in the end of Kisaitse, the last pasuk of Kisaitse, Hoya! שניח השם מכל היבך ומסובב בארץ אשר השם לקח נויצן לך נחלה לרשתה. In other words, when we've conquered all the other nations, the seven nations that correspond to the Zion Midas, that correspond to our interaction to Olam Hazeh, then Timcha Ezech HaMalek. Herm Tzadik explains that kol zman we're battling with the, so to speak, with the Olam Hazeh Dika Nisyonis, with the Midas Dika Nisyonis, Chesed Gvor Tveres Netzachoy Yisoyed Malchus, kol zman we're Oysek, kol zman we're busying ourselves in, so to speak, in interaction Dika Nisyonis. So then, you don't see Amalek. We won't see the rishus of Amalek. But it's only after we've erased all those other enemies. And therefore, we've taken care of all the enemies that disturb us in Kfid Vareinu, under the Shem Yaakov. Then, Timcha Zech Amalek says, Reb Tzadik, then only you can start seeing where Amalek is. All the other ones are must in the rishus of Amalek. And they disturb us in Ava, and Yira, Chesed, Gvura. They're disturbing us in the Bechinas Midas. When we've done away with them, then we can see where Amalek's trying to get to. And then there's a Timcha Zeicha Malik Tachas Hashemayim. So Meila, with that we can understand how the Avodah of Yom Kippur is Mamshech from Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Mishpat, the Mishpat is Lelekei Yaakov. Lekei Yaakov. Bechinas Yaakov. It's Yom Briyas Oilam. It's how we interact with the Briya. It's the Yom Adin, and the Yom Adin of Klal Yisrael, how Klal Yisrael interact with the Briya. Yom Kippur is elevating Klal Yisrael into a level where there's no Briya Bechlal. That's called Tshuva. Getting to know Hashem Yisrael more. Getting to know how to be misboided, how to be misboinen, and how to forget everything and be oblivious of everything that's going on around us. And to stand there for a while until one's renewed our keshu with HaKadosh Baruch, and then we can move on. And that's the Yom Tov of Chag HaSukkos that comes after that. Chag HaSukkos is remembering the Anan HaKovod. In the Anan HaKovod, we were living a life of Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. We were pretty oblivious to Olam Hazeh. Hare, there was a cloud around us. We couldn't see out of the cloud. But yet we ate, we drank, married, children. They lived a civilized life. But it was an Olam Habadika life down here in Olam Hazeh. That's the Tachlis. That's what we're misakin over Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin, while we didn't do so, while we just lived a Yaakov life. And Yom Kippur is where we go back to Yisrael, and we, after Yom Kippur, we bring Yisrael down back again into Yaakov Avinu. We bring the Shemaim down into the Oretz. That's Chag HaSukkos, which is a Zeichel and Anan HaKovod. Rav Tzadik says that the Sugya, the Agadat HaGemara, is about the Mon, or in the last parak of Yuma, the Yom Kippur Dikah Masechta. Hare, Yom Kippur we don't eat. So why is the Mon being discussed? Hare, the Mon we ate. Why is the Mon being discussed in Yuma? But the answer is, that's the vote. Did we eat? Yes. No, we didn't eat. It was Mon. It wasn't regular food. So we did eat. We didn't eat. That's Kimei HaShemayim Al Aretz. We ate, but we ate Olam Haba. We ate in an Olam Haba Dika Oifen. That was life of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, eating the Mon. Le'nit Natorah Ela Lo'ichei Amon. A bechin of eating, a bechin of not eating. In other words, it's a bechin of Olam Hazeh where we eat, but it's a bechin of Olam Haba, which is Ein Bala Achila V'lo Ishtiyah. It's a type of food which is intermediary. That's life. Life is to connect Olam Haba to Olam Hazeh. That's Sukkos. Zeicha to Anan HaKovod. It's a life in the Midbar. In the Sukkah, it's a mitzvah to eat. It's a mitzvah to drink. It's a mitzvah to sleep. It's a mitzvah to live a life. Fakir, to live your Kema life. All 7 days, a person should live in his Sukkah. Ki'ilu, he's living there bekeva. Sukkah is a dearest arai. Or the person's going to move all his kelim in there. It's going to be ba'ofen kavua. Because Klal Yisrael lived there for a long time in the Anan HaKovod. But it was an Olam Habadika life in Olam Hazeh. So move all your furniture in, because you're living an Olam Hazadika life. But you're going to live an Olam Hazadika life in an Olam Habadika oifen. That's the Chag of Sukkos. So that's the connection between Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos. The Mishpat Elokei Yaakov, Shabbos Shuvah takes us up to the Shem Yisrael. Yom Kippur is Kula Yishem Yisrael. And then, after Yom Kippur, we've soaked into ourselves Bechinas Shem Yisrael out of the Bria. Then we come back into the Bria. And that's Chag HaSukkos. This is the Yisod of Tshuva. The Yisod of Tshuva is connecting to our Shoyrish, which is really before Bria Sa'olam. That's where we're returning to. And this is Moir Dikim Meduyuk in the Perek in Tehillim that we recite every Shabbos morning. In the Tefillah of the Moshe Isha Olakim, as a Pel Dikazach, where the Pasuk says, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Tefillah of the Moshe Isha Olakim, Adoyne Moin Ata Yisalon Adoy Vadoy, B'terem Hoyu, Terem Horem Yilodu, before they were mountains, B'tachoyle Eretz V'seil, before the Rebbein Shalom created B'chlal, Oretz, and the civilized world, U'me'olim Adoy Olam Atokel. In other words, from before the world was created until the end of all times, Atokel. So basically, the Hagdoma to this Perek is Hashem created the world, and there's a matzav of b'terem hayulado, before world was created, and then mi'olam, from before the world was created, ba'ad olam, until the end of all times, atokil. Next pasuk, toshev ena shadaka v'tayim shuvah b'nei adam. Next pasuk is the tshuva. So you see beferish from here, emor dekadiyok, you see beferish from here, that the whole koich of tshuva is reminding ourselves all the time that there's a bechino of b'terem harim yirodu. There's a bechino of b'terem harim, and that's where we are, that's where we're rooted. We're rooted in the bechino of b'terem. Into at, in bechino of atu at shalei nivro olam. And that's the sod of tshuva. Because that's the kilkel came from that. The kilkel came from forgetting that we're rooted in before Bria Sa'olam, that we got too involved in Bria Sa'olam, and it led us astray. So therefore the tshuva is, leave Bria Sa'olam. Go into Yom Kippur, leave Bria Sa'olam. There's no Bria Sa'olam. There's just the Rabban Sha'olam and Klal Yisrael, and the Machshava Kaviyachal of Klal Yisrael. That's always the cheshbon and nefesh. And for practically speaking, if a person feels he's falling, a person feels he's too involved, so he has to take a step back and he has to be misbaydeit, and he has to make a cheshbon and nefesh and try to go through a tkufa where however long the tkufa is, where he keeps away, and he pretends that there's no world around him. Some people do it in the yarchikala, businessmen, 2 weeks, they sit down and they learn, they go somewhere far, and they sit down, they go to a nice resort, and they sit down and they learn all day long. Forget your business, forget the world, forget bechlala, there's a bria. Sit and learn Gishmak for 2 weeks and taste the emistik came chayenu of Arach Yomenu. Some people do it in the summer programs, but every person's got to forget the Bria, and that's going to keep him going. Everybody's got to forget the Bechinas Yaakov. If he gets to a point where he's got to realize he's got to forget the Bechinas Yaakov, and from there he climbs up to Yisrael, there's no Bria and there's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only Dveikus HaBayri, and then he can come back, and then whatever he does he'll eat, he'll sleep, it'll be a Sukkistik Oifen, it'll be a Nanakovitik Oifen, it'll be a Bechina where he's using the names Yaakov and Yisrael simultaneously. He's bringing the Yud down to the Yaakov. That's the Mahalach of Chodesh Tishri. Again, these are Rashi Prokim, there's a very lot of Yisoidas that are Mistaya from here. It will suffice with what we said. The Rabban Shalom should help us, that we should all have a Gemach Sima Toiva and a good Gebench De Yeh, and we should all be Zoicha, always to remain Bedveikus with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, all be Zoicha to utilize the Shabbos properly, to utilize the Yom Kippur properly, to utilize any time in our life where we feel that we have to cut ourselves off for a day or 2 days or whatever. We should be able to utilize these occasions properly in order to, in Metz Hashem, to live a life of Kimei HaShemayim Ala Oretz, and then Be'ez HaShem Baruch Hu, be Zoicha to Gula Shleim Amitis Meher B'Yomein Amen.